From Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 Houston, this is Open Journal in Exile. Open Journal is the Houston community magazine of the airwaves. Join us as Duane Bradley and Stephanie Coleman explore the wonder that is the Petro Metro and the people who make it happen. And now from our temporary, socially distanced, alternative studios in exile, somewhere in the greater Houston area, this is Open Journal in Exile. Let the conversation begin.
You are tuned to Pacifica Radio, 90.1 FM in Houston. This is Open Journal. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support. I'm Duane Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. We're more than halfway through a summer most of us will never forget. The COVID-19 pandemic dashed a lot of hopes for summer activities. We've been stuck at home for months. Spring break came and went, but our children never returned to school. Homes turned into offices, and all of a sudden, families were together 24/7. With all this family time coupled with a major change in the way we live our lives, came a lot of stress. But there are still ways to turn summer around and enjoy that time. Sarah Gish of Gish Creative is a culture and family activist, and she is with us to offer tips on how we can make the most of our time together. Sarah, welcome to Open Journal.
Hello. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, Sarah.
Great to see you guys.
Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, if you've been stuck at home with your kids and everyone's kind of climbing the walls maybe by now, is there any relief? How do you get relief?
So I am in a neighborhood, you know, my kids are older, but I'm in a neighborhood surrounded by little munchkins everywhere. And I have great, just admiration for those moms and dads and everybody that are dealing with their little children. What I did yesterday is a perfect example of how you can get creative. I have this boring white garage door, and I bought a bunch of water-based paint, and I invited my neighbors over, and they painted that boring garage door, and I had already tested it to make sure the paint would come off. But that's something I did, because I just think as we're, you know, summer's winding down, I've got some, you know, information about organized fun, but there's also a lot of unorganized fun that you can have out there. It's funny because you were saying old school is emailing, mm-hmm. and I thought you were going to say old school is writing a letter. So that's how old school I am, or hand delivering a letter. But, you know, but writing letters is another great thing. I mean, you know, just get kids to sit down and write letters. I mean, my son used to write us from summer camp, and the address would be like all over the place, you know. And I always mm-hmm. said the postal workers in the summertime had special training for kids that are off at summer camp to decipher addresses. But it's a great thing just to get kids in the habit. People still write letters, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
It is a nearly lost art form, though.
Yeah. It is. But yeah, so, and then also, you know, pack, pencil, colored pencils, crayons, markers, stick those in the car, which is what I've been doing for years, way before the pandemic. But stick those in the car and just grab the kids and go to a park and have them start coloring and looking around and seeing what they see. Take them to a museum and pull those out. I mean, there's so many ways to get your kids to observe without spending a dime, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of places that are open as well. I just want to mention these because, I know that parents and myself and you guys, we've all discovered the beauty of virtual programming, and you could spend all day on your computer. And so I know parents know about that. I mean, they've figured that out. But there's still places that I want to encourage families to go that are outdoors or museums or summer camps. So outdoors, Miller Outdoor Theater, it's a wonderful place to go. Unfortunately, their shows won't start up again until September, possibly. But we have this news that we just got that HISD is not opening until September 8th, which is like, what? I mean, again, I have great admiration for these parents that are dealing with all of this. But so Miller Outdoor Theater, they don't have shows right now, but you could spend a whole day at Miller Outdoor Theater. Herman Park has a lot going on. The Centennial Gardens, it's a new environment space there that they built at the 100th anniversary of Herman Park. Houston Zoo is open. A lot of these places have a lot of online offerings if you don't feel comfortable. Houston Arboretum and Nature Center, and I got to go back to Herman Park in a minute because I just learned about this, which I didn't realize. It has 445 acres of land, which just kind of blew my mind. Yeah, I was like, because I know that the Arboretum has 155 acres, but Herman Park is huge. Buffalo Bayou Park, they actually have a self-guided audio tour, which is really cool. The Cistern is closed, unfortunately.
That's a cool place, though.
Yeah, it is. They have video tours that my friend Rosemary did. So you can see it online. Something that I love to do is drive-in movies. So talk about old school. Rooftop Cinema at Sawyer Yards is doing drive-ins. There's a Showboat in Hockley, Texas. Have you guys ever been? I bet you have, Dwayne. Have you been in the show?
Yes. I'm not in this year.
But Stephanie has. You're saying yes?
I was in upstate New York. They have a lot of those that have not been taken down.
Yeah.
So they've kind of got a second breath. They've got a second life.
Well, and it's, you know, and again, like all of these things that you're doing with your families, even if you have no kids, little kids, whatever, make sure you bring your mask and your sanitizer. And drive-ins are a great way to do it because you're with your little, you know, quarantine bubble. Renting bicycles. I don't know if you guys know about the B-cycle stations, but they're over the city of Houston. Mm-hmm. Of course you do. And there's some, you know, near Herman Park. You can rent them there. Outdoor art. Houston has a wonderful mural. It's really, you know, museum of walls everywhere you go. Wikipedia, I actually was trying to figure out if there's a place just to look at outdoor art spaces. And Wikipedia actually has a really good list of Houston public art. So, you know, again, grab the kids, markers, crayons, whatever you got, and just go to murals and stop and start drawing. I love scavenger hunts. And someone actually wanted to hire me to do one time because I love them. But you can do things like, okay, kids, here's a list, you know, depending on the age, go get, you know, Mr. Jones's signature. Go count the steps it takes to get to the corner. You know, how many stop signs do you see? You know, that kind of stuff. Scavenger hunts are great. Beaches, Galveston, Surfside, they're open. I don't know if y'all have been to Surfside recently, but I went there not that long ago, and it's actually kind of fun. Artist Boat does really cool eco art adventures, and so they have special kayak trips. They have summer camps that they're doing. That's a lot of fun. But wait, there's more.
Awesome.
Are you falling asleep yet? So, okay, meditation. This is a crazy time, right? And so the Rothko Chapel just informed me they're doing a really cool meditation just for families on Wednesday, August 5th. I myself will be doing meditation on Mondays by Zoom. So I'll have the details in my blog. And so that's a really good thing to teach kids, to do with kids. Something that I love is board games and card games. And one of my favorite board games is Houstonopoly. Who's heard of, raise your hand if you've heard of Houstonopoly. Have you really? I love that, Dwayne. So Houstonopoly is actually, you know, you're stuck at home, but it's a great way to learn about the sights of Houston. And then, of course, Uno is a great game. Mad Libs, this is actually holdover from my childhood.
Love that.
Mad Libs. Remember Mad Libs? And it's a great way to teach adjectives and adverbs and all that, and nouns. Camping. Okay, the city of Houston, I'm going to give the website at the end of this interview, but they've got a great list of parks and what's open and what's not. But the one overnight park they have is Lake Houston Wilderness Park. And I have been there. I dragged my family there because I dragged my family many, many places. But that's actually open right now, so you can go there. And it's not that far. It's like 30 minutes from downtown. Ice skating is a great thing to do right now. And Sugarland Ice and Sports is open, and the Galleria is open.
Wow.
So those are all those kinds of places. I have summer camps, too. I can keep going.
Yeah, well, you know, I really wanted to sort of talk to you about some of the places, because I do think – you know, to become a tourist in our own city is really yes. important. And you seem to really do that on a daily in Centennial Gardens is that in Herman Park. You could walk past it every day and not notice mm-hmm. it, but when you walk through those gates and experience it, it's really these wonderful gems. So how should people sort of reconnect with how would you recommend people who've been workers in their city reconnect to it as a tourist for the first time?
Reconnect to the city as a whole?
As a whole, or some of these great places that you've described.
Well, I used to always have my kids, we'd get in the car, I love road trips, and I'd yell, kids, life is what? And they'd go, an adventure. You know, and I kind of trained them to say that. And I think if you really do just look at life as an adventure, then you'll see all kinds of things. I mean, I was doing I'm making a video for young audiences about, because I work for them, about nature mandalas. And so I was looking for nature and, you know, showing kids where to go in this video. And I saw what I call lot flowers. They're always in abandoned lots. So I'm like, geez, doing a U-turn. Let's go to that abandoned lot today, you know. And, of course, I'm making the video saying, kids, make sure your parents are with you. You know, mm-hmm. don't step on sharp glass or beer cans. But I'm filming this, and suddenly a peacock comes out of nowhere. And,
how funny.
Yes, and I put this on Facebook Live and started chasing the peacock. And so... You know, for fun, why not? It's pandemic. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I do, whether there's a pandemic or not, actually, mm-hmm. is playing, as both of y'all know. But yeah, I think it's having this adventuresome spirit. And I think also we've been stuck in our houses. And I don't know about y'all, but in my neighborhood, everybody's suddenly outside, walking, riding their bikes. And I'm like, dudes, I've been doing this forever. You know, mm-hmm. y'all are late to the game on this outdoor thing, but okay. You know, you're in my 6-foot space. But I think if you can, you know, as a person who is working at home, you've got kids or dealing with, as you said, 24 hours a day together, you know, take an hour every day. Make that a scheduled thing. You know, every day at 9 a.m., we're going to pick what our big adventure is today. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. get online. Like I said, I've got websites I'll give you guys. The Greater Houston Convention and Visitors Bureau has great different sections of their website for kids, for family fun. But I think if you can just, you know, and the other thing that's fun about Houstonopoly is you can actually take the cards of sites, throw them in a bowl, and pull out every day, you know, a different site. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I'm real into just because there's so much to see, you know, there's yeah. so much to do. And this city is the most diverse city culturally in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, one thing too, you know, I was talking about arts and I can say what's open. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think, you know, there's some things like it's a part of who you are, as you describe yourself as an extrovert and an adventurer. But for those who this is like the first time where they have to sort of opt in to how they pick, it's real, not easy, but it's sort of life had us, we were sort of following the stream and it right. would push us and it'd tell you when to get off work and it would tell you where to put yes. the kids for summer camp and it would tell you to get a camp close to school, now close to home. But now when you have this luxury of choice and time, it can be overwhelming for those who've never had to really decide, well, what time do I wake up and where yeah. do I go? And if I could choose any place to eat, what would that be? That's not always a great feeling if that's a new feeling. So I do think sort of how do you walk out of the door and decide what is my adventure for today? Because Houston is a driving city, so you don't yes. you don't really just get in the car, and unless you historically with the traffic you kind of get in with purpose, but being open to what you're saying of getting in just to get in the adventure, getting out just to be a part of the adventure is new math for a lot of you know, for a lot of people during this COVID-19 life.
thank you for the reminder, because I was telling my husband something about that and he was like, that's you. You always right. do stuff like that, you know, because I'm like, why doesn't everybody paint on their garages, you know, garage door? That's just me. But you're right. No, thank you for turning that around, because I'm usually like the lady with the umbrella, you know, with the tour following me. And so it is different. I mean, there are still some summer camps open, which I can mention.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, because a lot of them, I just was realizing, have changed their schedule. So I'm going to go through these really quick. And people can check them out on my website. But Alliance Fencing Academy, Asia Society Texas Center, Camp Invention Connect, Cypress Trails Ranch, which is really cool. Kids can go horseback riding in person. Discover Gymnastics, Houston Center for Contemporary Craft, Houston Museum of Natural Science, and Main Street Theater. Those are camps that are still open. A lot of them have changed their schedules because of the HISD extension. Right. You know, and then also because Gishkicks, you know, used to be, and it will go back to this. I know, I have great faith that this pandemic will eventually end.
Yeah.
But it used to be 3 picks for adults and 3 picks for kids, you know, of large scale live events, and those aren't happening. So then I did other stuff, you know, I highlighted arts groups 5 per week, when we were in quarantine. But now my new thing is, okay, guys, let's all get out and see a different arts organization every week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been doing that, and I've got those on my blog. But last week, you know, I did, I know that I did, like the Children's Museum is open. That's something good for parents to know. Museum of Fine Arts is open. Actually the National Museum of Funeral History is open, which is, would be super fun. It's near the airport, so you
way
have to make a commitment.
Tax, yeah.
Yeah. Holocaust Museum is open, and they recently, did some huge remodeling job. Mm-hmm. And Houston Public Library, I will say, does curbside service. They're not open. But something that I realized last week is that art galleries, cause I've been grieving every day. I mean, literally every day I'll think about another performing arts organization that's having a hard time. You know, Houston Ballet had to cut out, furlough a bunch of people, Alley Theater, la, la, la. And we literally can't go to performing arts events right now, which is just my favorite thing, being an extrovert and all. But visual art is still doing okay during this pandemic. So, of course, as I mentioned, the museums are open. A lot of them are open free on Thursdays, but art galleries are a fun place for parents to go with their children. I know that sounds kind of cray cray, but you know, give it a whirl, you guys. Be brave, because you call the art. A lot of the art galleries are open by appointment, so you can call and say, "I'm bringing my 2 little children," and they can go and have an in-person experience. So, you know, and God bless everybody out there, because some of us are. As you said, more adventuresome. Some of us, even especially because of the pandemic, people that would normally be adventuresome are less. So, you know, because it's like, am I going to get COVID from your door when I go into your art gallery? So you have to figure out your own level of comfort. That's for mm-hmm. sure.
You're tuned to Open Journal on Pacifica Radio in Houston, 90.1 FM. Our special guest in this edition is Sarah Gish of gishcreative.com and others. You mentioned, Sarah, that several times now, your blog. Is that something people can find through gishcreative.com, or is that located elsewhere?
Yes, you can get that at gishpicks.com, P-I-C-K-S. So, and on that space, I have all my quarantine blogs that I wrote for 9 weeks, and I have the list of summer camps. So yeah, and that's where I write everything that comes out of my wacko little mind.
So, you know,
actually, there's more up there that doesn't come out, I should say.
I've been thinking about you over the course of this spring, knowing, you know, what your life is usually like, which is being out there and having rein that in, I could only imagine. But what have you most missed about spring in Houston and all of the amazing activities? What big thing have you most missed out of all that? If or you can even give it several, but
oh, of course, I missed several.
Of course, dozens, I'm sure. But I have a sense of what one big one is, and it would be the Art Car Parade, because I have lamented missing that. It's been such an institution, and it's like, it's almost like spring didn't happen because we didn't have an Art Car Parade this year.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that was not even in my mind, honestly, because I have so blocked out the tragedy of the Art Car Parade not happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a huge one, because I have art cars, of course, and right. My Phoenix Rising would have been in it. And that was just, I kept looking at the website thinking, because they kind of canceled it at the last minute. I think they were hoping that it would, of course, go on. Mm-hmm. But we saved the day. Some art car artists saved the day, not me. But that we did a art car, safe distance art car in the medical center. So we went around there. And then, you know, we did, my friend Joe Hayden did a scavenger hunt for the art car artists. So we've been having fun, but it's just very, you know, very different. So yeah, in springtime, you know, springtime in Houston is actually a beautiful time, because mm-hmm. The weather is decent. And a big thing that I'm grieving is Miller Outdoor Theater and Discovery Green. You know, we can't go and see arts events. You know, Miller Outdoor Theater couldn't do 4th of July there. And that's, you know, I love going to Miller Outdoor Theater. I mean, I love Discovery Green too. They do some amazing programs, and they've been doing a lot of live shows from their stage. But Miller Outdoor Theater has that special added, extra, which is air conditioning. You know, I used to love being on the lawn, but now I love that air conditioning. You know, get the best of both worlds. But yeah, I mean, I think that I've been to Houston Arboretum is my go-to spot, you know, all the time. And so I'm very grateful that that's still open. I go there a lot. Memorial Park makes me nuts, because people are not social distancing. I'll just put that out there. Yeah. So I spend more time at Houston Arboretum. There's also Mercer Arboretum. There's lots of other arboretums around the city. If you can't go there. But Rothko Chapel, I want to mention too, has built a new, they did a huge renovation themselves, and they built a new visitor center. There's a longer name for it. I can't remember the name, but Susan Fisher Bass or something.
Slips my mind.
Yeah. But you know, there's lots of great things out there, but we can't necessarily go to them. Mineo Collection is open too. So I love that park there, you know, with the trees that my kids always snuck and climbed until the Menil security people come around. But yeah, I mean, what else? Springtime in Houston. I don't know, just, you know, theater. I mean, you know, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way. I miss live theater. Miss live theater. I can say it 1,000 times. I miss ballet. I miss the opera. You know, all of that, the performing arts. And I want to throw out there to your listeners, you know, please, when I did my quarantine blogs, and I really recommend you look at those, because I've highlighted 5 different organizations for 9 weeks each week, 5 per week. So it's 45 arts organizations over the quarantine. Yeah. And I'm really proud of that. And Monday through Friday, I would put it on Facebook. Here's the organization. But the reason I'm mentioning that is because here's where you donate. You know, those organizations have to keep going. But if you guys, just like KPFT too, but, you know, the arts organizations aren't, especially the ones that have ticket, you know, rely on ticket sales. You know, they're really suffering. So if you have extra, you know, green bucks sitting around, if you can donate them to arts organizations, that would really be helpful.
Mm-hmm. That's really wonderful about not just that you enjoy the city for yourself, and not only do you share it with other residents and visitors and guests of Houston, but I think there is something about you reminding us that our investment into the arts and the culture and the experience and these institutions are essential for their survival. And that's a part of our enjoying and celebrating and supporting our city for tomorrow. That we definitely need to give into it. There isn't a big machine that does this, that it really is the everyday person. So that's really, you know, bravo for you. And thank you for connecting all of us as residents, you know, to Gishpix and to Houston. It's a great endeavor, and I know it's a lot of work. So thanks for keeping it going, even through the pandemic.
Thank you. I do want to mention two other things real quick. Racial justice. This is a perfect time to teach your children about racial justice. And there's lots of, I was trying to get on the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum website because they were supposed to be open, but I couldn't access it. So I don't know what's going on there. But also Houston's history. Houston's birthday is August 30th, 1836. So Sam Houston Park is a great place to go, and they have cell phone tours. So this is a great time to teach your kids about Houston history and yourself. You know, it's a big anniversary. And George Herman's birthday is coming up, too. So Herman Park is probably going to do an online deal for him.
So, Sarah, as we wind up here, I'd like you to share as many of the different angles into your world beyond GishCreative.com and GishPicks and all the different access points to you and the multiplicity of variations on the theme that is Sarah Gish.
I know. I don't know. You know, I just kind of spin out sometimes, but I have Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Sarah Gish Houston, Twitter at Sarah Gish. I can't figure out Twitter. So if you get on there, please like everything you see of mine, because I can't, I'm going to my 20-year-old son to get advice on that because he gets all these likes and retweets. And then of course I have Facebook pages for Gish Picks Kids, Gish Picks Adults, Ignite Your Life. That's another big thing of mine, igniteyourownlife.com. And I want to mention websites you were talking about for moms and dads that don't necessarily, you know, aren't the umbrella person that you follow in the tour. Visithoustontexas.com is great. And then HoustonTX.gov/parks is also great. So you can see all the parks that are open. And a lot of them are open, just their pools and community centers are. And then, of course, GishPicks.com, GishPicks.com.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a while, and it's always great catching up with you and spending some time. Thanks for joining us on Open Journal.
Thank you. It's great to see you guys, Dwayne and Stephanie and everybody. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Love what KPFT is doing, too.
Thank you. It is time to wrap this edition of Open Journal. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting this independent beacon on your radio dial here in the Petro Metro. I'm Dwayne Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. Programs are available at archive.kpft.org. And please subscribe to our podcast, KPFT OJ. We are a dedicated all-volunteer production staff, including Rambling Rick Campbell, Susan Phillips, and Maverick. Open Journal theme music by Kevin McLeod. Join us on Open Journal next time for more great conversations. Thanks again for your support.
And as always, we like to leave you with a thought to carry you through the week. This comes to us from the late John Lewis, who said, "Do not get lost in a sea of despair. Be hopeful. Be optimistic. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the struggle of a lifetime. Never ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble. Take care of each other."